There are two shmuzim, I like to say. It's not two shmuzim of the same thing, but maybe one is like a tzir for the other. I'm just always debating which one to do first. The first six are one shmuz, and the seventh is a different shmuz. So the question is, which one to say first? Every time I do this, I always get confused which one to say first, so... I'm starting at the beginning because I wrote number one over here, so I'll start doing it. But it could be at the end, he'll tell me I should have said the other one first. Okay, so the pasuk says that Noach was a tzaddik, and the Sfarno says, what does it mean, tzaddik? He was a tzaddik in his actions. He was a tamim muskolos. I think that means in his thoughts. Taras HaMachshava, and Kedroshu just says the plural of Lashon. As Elokim is Halach Noach, he went the derech of Hashem to be mative to others, to help others. V'ochiach Nedaro, and he was gave Musar to his generation. And Vayolad Noach Shlosh Abanim. Sfona writes, Mi'oz Shehiskel Lochiach Nedaro Zach Labanim. From then, when he began to Mochiach the Dor, he was Zocha to children. And the Psukim go on about the Tzivoy to build the Teva. I say lecha teva satse gopher. The Ramban says Noach himself was a tzaddik. He wasn't roy for any punishment. Gam banovu beisa ruyim linotzal b'schuso. So his children and his wife and children, his wives and children, or his wife and children, were roy to be saved in his chus, because ki haya onesh alav im yichras zaro, if they die, that's a punishment for him. Or you could say he was a tzaddik and his children were tzaddikim. He taught them, so they became tzaddikim. And I neglected to include one Ramban and Pasuk of Beis. The last pasuk in the perek, the pasuk says Vayas Noach kechol asher tzivo so Elokim kenasa, and the Ramban says that he did everything that he was supposed to do for the teva. The word Vayas v'chenasa levar ki lo hipil davar mikol asher tzivo. There was nothing lacking. Everything that he was commanded to do, he did. So as going out on a limb, there's the Pashup Shad here in this Sefarno. He was a tzaddik b'maisa. So that means his actions was tzidkis. You picture the maisim of a tzaddik. So whatever image do we for tzaddik, he was a tzaddik. And tamim b'muskalos, and his machshavas were pure. And he was tremendous Bal Chesed. Halach bedrachav lehetiv luzulaso. He was following in the path of Hashem. Lehetiv luzulaso means to help everyone. To help everyone. Everyone needed help. He helped them. And also, v'ochiach bnei doro. So the next pasuk, v'yolad noach shlosh abanim, the Sfarno says, Me'oz shahiska lochiach me'doro zach labanim. How did the Sforno know that it was... Like if you ask me that... First of all, I wasn't thinking about why he was zocher. A lot of people have children and don't always ask why he was zocher to have children. But it just caught my attention. The Sforno is pointing out, Me'oz shahiska lochiach me'doro zach labanim. So is this a chronological testimony here, but Sfarno, if you want to know when he had the children, it was at that moment when he started. Like, when did he have children? When were the children born? Somebody wants to take out a calendar and write down the date of when he gave the children. They want to give his birth date. They want to get exactly down. Was it when the beginning of the 120 years? It's not Mistabra. He's giving you l'chora, it seems to me. Like, why is this Sfarno saying this? I assume this Sfarno is coming. I mean, how does this Sfarno know this? Which I don't know if it's mukhuch, how he knows it. He says it. But by Yolad Noach Shlosh Abanim came right after Elohim is Halach Noach. But the Sfarno already said, Elohim is Halach Noach, Halach Bidrachov, Lehete Luzulaso, Vochiach Bnei Doro. So in what Zuchus did he have children? It seems as far as telling you, me'oz, shehizke lochiach bnei doro zach labanim. How this Farno know was because of his mitzvah of being mochiach bnei doro. Had he know that was the reason? Maybe the reason was because he was a tzaddik b'maisa. Maybe the reason why he was zochet to children was because he was tamid b'muskalos. And so on that, this Farno could answer, because it says Vayolad Noach right after Es Elokim Hishalach Noach. And this Farno touches up Hishalach Noach as Halach Bedrach Lehete Luzlasa V'Holchi Ibn Doro. And then it says Vayolad Noach. Otherwise, it should have said Ela told us Noach. I'm sorry for obsessing over the order here, but one of the guys would tell me this is too intense, but maybe the pasuk should have said, Ela told us Noach, Noach, es Elokim is halach Noach, v'haya ish tzaddik, v'tamim, v'derosov, and then say v'yolad Noach shlosh advanim, to teach you, you know, which that he had children after the one that's the most important. So I assume that's how this Farno knows. Unless you wanted to, someone's going to argue with me that he's just giving you a chronological date, which I would argue back. This is not Mistabri, he's giving you a date. It wouldn't say Zachal Abanim, it would say Yolad Banim. He's telling you why he was Zochet Abanim. So I think I could answer. How did Sfarno know it was because of Hochiach Bnei Doro and not because of Hetiv Luzulaso? Maybe he just said Hochiach Bnei Doro includes Hetiv Luzulaso, because being Mochiach somebody is being Metiv to them. That question I can't answer. But you see I would think that someone who's a tzaddik b'maisa, if somebody would say that this person is a tzaddik b'maisa, that the Torah is ready to testify about someone tzaddik b'maisa, I would say that person. You tell me he was zochet to children, I would say, yeah, because he's a tzaddik b'maisav. Who's a tzaddik b'maisav? Very few people could say he's a tzaddik. The Torah is telling you he's a tzaddik b'maisav. And, or if somebody would say he's tamim b'muskalo, someone, all of his machshavas, his kavanas are b'tmimus, I would say that also. But here, the pasuk, according to the Sfarno, was telling you, me'oz shehiskel achim ne'doro zach labanim. You see that it says a tremendous reward, the fact that he went to be Marbitz Torah. That's a tremendous chiddush. Rashiva used to talk about this tremendous chus to be Marbitz Torah. Here you see an example of it. He had sitkis and taras and machshava, and he was, I'm assuming the Sfarno was saying hochiach ne'doro and not lahete luzulaso. Okay, maybe that I can't understand, maybe it's included, but he only picks one of them, not both of them. So you can see even that Batz's Torah even trumps the Gemilas Chesed. And you see from the famous Rashi, Asilucha Teva Satse Gopher, that he was told to build the Teva, so that 120 years, so people will ask him, what are you doing? And he'll tell them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Mabul. So, you know, it's very indirect. Not even, he didn't even go out. This is like you go out and you build a building and you expect people to come. Everybody walked by and said, what are you doing here? And it was like even indirect Habatzis Torah. He was being mochiach them when they came over and asked. It wasn't like a guy went around to be, you know, from house to house being mochiach. He just, a little bit, you know, you would think that it wasn't, you know, a guy going to, you know, starting a branch, you have to go from door to door, hand-to-hand combat. They didn't go door to door trying to recruit, just build the teva, and that was that Butz's Torah. And if you look at this Ramban, just also amazing Chiddush, the Ramban says that Noach was a tzaddik, and his children were roy to be saved in his chus. Because if they die, there's going to be a punishment for Noach. How's that fair to Noach? Why should he get, his children will die. Noach's going to, doesn't deserve any onesh. Or he ends up, or maybe they were tzaddikim. So I made this calculation, which I assume you're going to have to agree with me, that, so the Ramban has two pshatim, either his children were tzaddikim, or his children were not tzaddikim. So if they were tzaddikim, okay, that's why they were saved, in their own right. But if they weren't tzaddikim, so they were saved only in schus of Noach. So it comes out, I made this calculation, how many people were influenced by Noach? 120 years in Habatzis Torah. 120 years, he built this branch, and for 120 years, he was telling people about this, trying to be mashpi on everyone, and he wasn't mashpi on anyone. Everyone died, and the only people that didn't die, according to Ramban's first pshat, are his children, who really should have died, but only in his chus, they didn't die. So that means his hashpa resulted with the influence on zero people. And look at the schusim he got. You know, the Habatzis Torah. You would ask me, you know, what would you say about a guy who has opened the branch for 120 years? I shouldn't say about someone else. They may say that one day. You know, he opened the branch for 120 years. And how many guys did you get? Well, what's the difference? I don't like to brag. Okay, how many? Zero. Zero people. You were mushpa on zero people. And you see that that avoda trumped all of the other gewaldika attributes, the tzaddik b'maisav and the tamim b'muskalos and the meitiv luzulaso and the gemilas chesed. And it was, you know, very indirect Habatzis Torah, very passive. When they come to you, you ask them, you know, open a branch, and somebody walks in, say, what do you have this building for? Tell them, because you want to make yeshiva. Okay, thanks, but no thanks. You know, everyone left, one after the other. Nobody came in. No one says, okay, I'm staying here. One after the other. Nothing. And not even his own children also didn't come around, didn't convert, didn't become Bali Tshuva, nothing. But it was tremendous Habatzah, that chus was so overpowering. It's the fact that he was mochiach bnei doro. That's a pretty huge responsibility, first of all, to know that that's so powerful, to share with people the will of Hashem, the Ratzon Hashem, to share with people, to enlighten them. Sounds like that's the ultimate chus for somebody. That was the first shmooze. The second shmooze is this Ralbag. Ralbag says, "Hatoelus hashishi hu b'midos." V'hu. Let's read it together. Sheroy la'adam sheyashkiach b'mishu tachtav. It's befitting for a person, it's proper for a person to look after his subordinates, the people underneath him. Bibnei beso misharsav, from his household, his helpers. Loses lo chuko b'mashi etzdarach l'midas gufo, to give him whatever he needs to sustain himself. B'kvar hi irsanu ha-torah b'zeh, the Torah pointed this out to us, "Hamash Shkicha Bamtzos Mizonos Habalichaim B'Teva," that which he looked after the food for all the living creatures inside the Teva, "V'Tavos Noach Shiazunam," and the commandment to Noach that he should support them, he should help them, should feed them. When it says, "V'Hayelecha V'Lahem La'Ochle," you'll have what to eat. "Kizemi Mashi Yechayev." This is what a person is obligated. Shiyachin lem Noach mizonisam tamid. He was obligated to prepare for them whatever food they needed constantly. V'mzer roi v'bal chayim. If this is true for animals, kol shkein shiyah roi yosef b'bnei habayis hamisharsim. Certainly, it's befitting you have to do this for your household and their helpers. V'ni b'zeh ofen yishalim tikun kivutz habayis. In this way, a person will fulfill the tikkun, whatever help is needed for the house, asher hu haskola l'tikkun kibbutz hamadina, which will also be the beginning of the tikkun for the whole nation. So just outside, the Rabag is comparing, he says, if Noach had to do all this in the Teva, Kol Shkein, this is how a person should do it in his house. That's the Musar Haskel here. The Torah is teaching us by this whole story of the Teva, as interesting as it is, intriguing, one of the most famous stories perhaps. I think the kids in elementary school every year, they still talk about Rabbi Goldenberg's Zatzal, that he jumped on the desk by Parshas Noach. This whole story was there to teach us this lesson, that if Noach did so much to help all the Bali Chaim in the Teva, Kol Shkein, we have an obligation to help the Bnei Beso, our Bnei Beso. That's the comparison. It's a Kol Shkein. So I had a couple of kashas on this Kol Shkein. First of all, what's the Kol Shkein? Noah had a tzivui Hashem. Hashem came to Noah and said, go do this in the Teva. He had no choice. He had to go ahead and do it. What's the Kol Shkein? That this is how a person has to deal with Bnei Beso. Also, you see the achrayas that Noach had, that Noach didn't sleep in the Teva. He was on constant rounds to feed all the animals in the Teva. Right? The Rashi says later that the one time he was late for a moment with the lion, the lion bit him. He was late. So a high level intensity over there. By the Teva. This is for their ultimate existence. And I was thinking also, like, you know, the Torah is trying to bring you a raya that you have to help your Bnei Beso. You know, the Bnei Beso are your children, your wife and children. Ah! Guys, going to learn this Noach. Now I'm going to take care of my wife and children. And without this Ralbag, what would you do? Not going to take care of my wife and children. It's your wife, what do you need arayas for? It's your wife and children. Isn't that the ultimate? That a person loves his wife and children. He's not going to take care of his children. He needs additional motivation to take care of his children. So we see from here, I think, a tremendous chiddush that I think when I was single, I would have been good to have heard this. I should have understood it. But the reason why a person takes care of his children is not because he loves his children, even though he might love his children. But the reason why a person takes care of his wife and children is because he has responsibility to take care of his wife and children. It's the achrayus. That's what the Torah is teaching you here. The same achrayus that Noach had in the Teva, the same achrayus that was given to Noach for Bali Chayim, for animals, we have that same level achrayus for people. That's the tremendous chiddush. It's not necessarily out of Ava. The person, I guess I think it's a good thing to love your wife and children. But that's not the midah that pushes you to action. The midah that pushes you to action is that a person has the achrayus. He feels the achrayus. And that feeling of achrayus doesn't have to stop by Bnei Beso, by his children. That feeling of achrayus, the Rabbag says, can continue on past Bnei Beso. It could be the beginning of Tikkun HaMedina. That was the segue, I thought, for the feeling of Abbatzis Torah. Where does that come from? Okay, the person is going to do it because it's a great schus. Okay, maybe they're a tzaddikim. If you do it just because it's a great schus, it's probably a... It is a tzidkus. But it's more than that. A person, there's a certain sense of achrayus a person has to develop. If he's skilled and is able to do that, you have that skill. So maybe what comes with that, maybe is an achrayus to help others, to be marbitz Torah. We're not talking about how a person should, panosa right now. I'm just talking about this, the idea of this being in a position to help others, to be marbitz Torah, to spread Torah. So yes, Noach didn't sleep in the teva. He had a tzivui. The Torah is teaching you that's the level of achrayus a person has to have. A person has to be functioning at that level. Yeah, you can't come in the morning and start fetching that your kid was up screaming all night. That's what we learned from Noach. The kid was up. We see from Noach. He did it by the Bali Chayim. That's the achrayus. I think most people, when they're up at 3 in the morning with a screaming baby, trying to figure out how to quiet it down, are not thinking how much they love the baby. Right then. Probably not. That's the achrayus shabo. A person feels and cultivates that level of achrayus. So I guess it's easier to do it with the with Bnei Beso, because it's also a certain ava that a person's natural. A person has that, so it's easier to fulfill your achrayus there. But a person could use that energy, that build that midah, cultivate it, and it could spread to outside the Bnei Beso, to the whole Medina. I don't know what the whole Medina means, the whole Am Yisrael. I presume that's what it means. So just to chazer over. So the first shmuz, we're just speaking about the schus. It seems that was the schus that was highlighted that gave him the schus of having children, despite the other midos tovos, the tzitkis, the taras machshava, the Gmilas Chesed. Despite the fact that it was only it seems to be a very indirect Harbatzis Torah, and of course the fact that it doesn't appear that he accomplished anything. even though he, Ramban says later, he did everything he was supposed to do, but what did he accomplish? That's not the point, though. A person is doing out of a sense of being Marbitz Torah. That's where the schus comes from. And the second point from the Ralbag is this Habotzas Torah, that may aim that, comes from, we learn, just in terms of what Noach was instructed to do in the Teva, that level of intensity, it's kolshke. Even though one might ask that it's, that was a tzivoy Hashem, and it would, with such demands on Noach's time, and Bechlal would need a raya for, because a person loves his wife and children, of course he's going to take care of them. What do you see more from Noach? But nevertheless, I think we see that it's because without this Rabbag, a person would be doing it because he has a love for his wife and children. That's not enough. A person has to do it because he has that feeling of achrayas, and if a person zeroes in and taps into that mid of achrayas, he could expand that outside the Mebe, so to work on the whole Am Yisrael.